Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Cycling smarter, not harder, my journey to peak fitness and beyond. So welcome back to the Neil Damrell Show. And today, I'm just going to talk about this year and myself in terms of the goals that I had to reclaim my peak fitness that I achieved back in 2009. So in that year, that was filled with loads of epic cycling adventures, including the Ironman 70.3 in Mallorca, Tour of Wessex, the Étape du Tour, and Ironman 70.3 in Weymouth. And my aim was to achieve a formidable FTP, which is functional threshold power, of 260 watts. However, after a good year of training, I learned the importance of training smarter, not harder, to reach my goals. So during the year in 2019, I was probably at the fittest I've been probably in my time as a cyclist and triathlete. And obviously after COVID and a number of years of uncertainty with events, I wanted to make sure that this year was the aim to get back to where I was, enter a few events like the Dragon Ride and Ride London and really perform at my best. And this is my journey, what I did from almost a year ago now, in order to achieve it. And hopefully you might be able to take on board some of the lessons that I learned from this experience and how it got me back to my peak fitness and beyond in order to accelerate my goals going forward and further afield into the following year. So my journey towards smarter training began, like I said, back in September 2022. And for me, it was all about building a solid foundation. What I did, I shifted my focus to more weight training and introduced multiple zone two sessions into my routine. And this helped to keep things challenging. And I also added in a threshold session every week. And what made this approach different was emphasis for me on quality over quantity. And it shifted my mindset that any cyclist can benefit from, as it ensures that you can make the most of your training while minimizing the risk of injury, because you're not trying to achieve things really quickly. You're trying to be consistent with quality over quantity. And over time, you'll see the benefits. And I followed this routine as we went into spring of 2023 and gradually increased my riding time as the weather improved and the ability to get out on the bike was available to me in preparation for my events that I entered this year, which was Ride London 100 and the Dragon Ride Wales Gran Fondo, which was 213 kilometer bike ride with 10,000 feet of climbing. And by the time the Dragon Ride arrived in June, I felt better than I had in years. And what made this experience stand out was a slow build up of my fitness over the year. Instead of rushing towards my goal, I had patiently built a strong foundation, which meant that even when the going got tough during the event, I could savor every moment. And during the Dragon Ride, if you've done the Dragon Ride, let me know over on Instagram if you want to connect there. But it was a fantastic event, really enjoyed every minute of it. And I enjoyed every minute of it because I was fit and ready for it. I think during periods where you might feel that your body's failing you, that wasn't the case. I had enough legs in me for the last 20K to push on hard to the finish, and on the climbs felt comfortable, paced it well. And that was all because of the training I put in the 6-7 months prior to that in order to make sure I enjoyed the event and got through it unscathed. So the key takeaway, certainly for me and hopefully for you as a listener, was prioritizing quality over quantity in my training. And these principles, I try and keep this in mind. So periodize your sessions, plan your training in phases and make sure you incorporate rest and intensity in a strategic way. So you want to make sure you're doing the hard sessions, but obviously not too many of them, and make sure you're having a good amount of rest so you can then make sure when you do your hard sessions, you're getting the most out of your body as possible. If you're feeling tired and fatigued already going into a hard threshold session, then more likely you're going to injure yourself and have the risk of overtraining. Also prioritize a lot of strength training, so don't hesitate to value and don't underestimate the value of strength training. It certainly enhances your overall performance and reduces risk of injury. So twice a week during the winter, and then as I started riding more in the summer, it was down to once a week. I focused on building a good aerobic base, so I dedicated the winter months to building up a robust aerobic base. And this was the bedrock for more intense workouts later on. And then I was really consistent. So slowly increase your training load to avoid burnout. Make sure you've been consistent with your training week in, week out. Doing a minimum of 4 hours a week on the bike during the week. And then at the weekends, if the weather allowed it during the winter period, and maybe squeezed in another 3 hour, 4 hour ride. But making sure I was consistent with my weekly rides, knowing that during the weekends, that might not always be the case. And then again, really prioritizing rest and recovery. Make sure you give your body the rest it needs to adapt and grow stronger. And overtraining can lead to a lot of setbacks. You might need to take a week off if you've been overtraining. And always prioritize a Sunday as my active recovery days. So you can put your feet up for the day, but also go out for a light walk, stretch the legs. If you wanted to do a bit of light exercise, maybe go for a swim, but nothing too strenuous, just enough to loosen up the body, remove a bit of lactic acid, maybe a bit of stretching. And that was really, really essential to make sure they had enough recovery, and obviously prioritizing good night's sleep every night, drinking plenty of water to make sure I'm staying on top of my nutrition as well, to make sure I'm giving the body the right nutrients to recover. And then finally, set your goals. So be really specific with your goals. Make sure they're achievable and have a clear target to keep you motivated. So I knew at the start of this time last year, my goal was ride London and the Dragon Ride. And they were my two main goals. My Dragon Ride was my A race and Ride London was my B race, just leading up to the Dragon Ride, just so I was in peak condition for the Dragon Ride. And then continue the training afterwards, just so I can enjoy the summer on the bike. So if you've got one key goal, make sure you set that in stone so you can work towards that, and that will allow you to periodize a bit more, maybe take a week off the bike or so, or just reduce your load maybe a week or two beforehand, so you're going into the ride as fresh as possible. So in conclusion, I want to encourage you to start with your cycling goals now. It's really easy, especially as the winter starts to come around, that we tend to take a foot off the gas because we can't get out on the bike as much because the weather's, especially in the Northern Hemisphere here in London and the UK, doesn't always be as favourable. And we obviously have the option of Swift now, which most people will be getting on during the winter periods. But I think it's really important that you build a robust aerobic base, really focus on your strength training during your winter period, and you'll be well on your way to a successful spring and summer of cycling. So in the end, by adopting these principles of more smart training and being more patient, you can certainly reach peak fitness, conquer your challenging rides that you're aiming for next year, and also enjoy every moment of your cycling journey. So my advice would be start today, and hopefully that will allow for a nice successful 2024 and beyond. And if you're looking or seeking any structured training plans, personalized nutrition plans, and support to help you cycle faster, recover quicker, and become leaner, I've actually just launched this Cycling Lean project. I've been working on this for a number of months now, and I'm pleased to say it is now ready. There's a 10-week winter training program to ensure that you're one step ahead of the competition come spring 2024. We'll be including Training Peaks plan. You get a nutrition, personalized nutrition plan to help you shift those pounds, so you're going to improve your watts per kilo come the end. Going to have a weekly Swift ride and also Q&A every week to help you overcome any challenges and support you as best we can during those 10 weeks, and a nice community within that to hopefully get to know each other and support each other's journey along the way as well. So if this is something that you might be interested in and you want to be one of the first to sign up, then what I've done, I've put a link to the project in the show notes. So if you're interested, you can click the link in the show notes to access it. It gives you everything that I've just gone through, all the information that you need about the project and the ability to sign up there as well if you're interested. If you've got any questions or anything that you want to know about, there will also be a link in the show notes to my email. So if you've got any questions, send me an email. Happy to answer any questions that you might have. If you are interested and just want to know a few more things before signing up, so make sure you just email me and we'll happily answer the questions for you as best we can. And hopefully we'll see you there. Looking forward to quite a few people on the waiting list already. Got launched today to the priority list. So you have the option now to access it just like everyone else who was on the priority list prior to you. So like I said, if it's something that you're really keen to shed some pounds, cycle stronger and cycle faster, so you're one head of the competition when it comes to your cycling ability in 2024, then click the link in the show notes, have a look, and we'll hopefully see you there. So that wraps up today's show. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. And if you haven't subscribed or sent us a review over on iTunes or Spotify, then really help out the show, get to more people, and spread the love of cycling to more people. So really appreciate it. You spent 5 minutes just to send us a little review over on iTunes or Spotify if you're enjoying the show. Really appreciate all the listeners that turn up week in, week out. So really thank you for your support. And I'll leave it there. So thank you very much for joining me in this week's show, and we'll see you next time.